So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught that in the following sold items, their contents are also included in the sale. Machar ashpa, machar zivla. If a person sold a dump, the manure is included in the sale. Machar bar, machar mimea. If he sold a pit, the water inside is included. Machar kaveris, machar devirim. If he sold a beehive, the bees inside are included. Machar shaybach, machar yainim. If he sold a dovecot, the doves inside are also sold because our Mishnah holds mechir ba'ayin yof mechir. One sells generously and kolhani dekachasha b'teli lahani dekvi. In all the above mentioned items, the contents are considered a part of the fixed area that contains them. However, vice versa, machir zevel loy machir ashba. If a person sold manure, the dump is not included, even though mechir ba'ayin yof mechir, because the dump is not associated with its contents. The Gemara in the end of the Daf cites a brayse in which this is actually a machlokes. Machir bar loy machir meimav. The Tanakhama says that if a person sold a pit, the water in it is not included because mechir ba'ayin ra mechir, one sells begrudgingly. While Rav Nosson says mechir bar mechir meimav, the water in it is included because mechir ba'ayin yof mechir, one sells generously. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion of whether one is liable for me'ila if he benefits from the contents of a hektish item, which depends on whether at the time of hektish the item was malayan, the contents were existent, or rekanan, the contents were non-existent. The Mishnah Masechtas Me'ila states, Kol roi lemizbech v'loi lebedek habayis, lebedek habayis v'loi lemizbech, loi lemizbech v'loi lebedek habayis. Regarding all hektish items, such as one that can be used only as an offering on the Mizbeach, or only for the structural maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, or one that cannot be used for neither Mizbeach nor Bedek HaBayis, in all cases, Ma'ilim Behen U'Bemash B'Teichem. One is liable for Me'ilah if he benefits from either the hektish item or its contents, as the Mishnah elaborates. Ketzad Hektish Bar Malayamayim. If a person placed hektish, without specifying, on a pit filled with water, and the water is ro lebedek habayis, or ashbis malei zevel, on the pile filled with manure which is neither lemizbeach nor lebedek habayis, or shevich malei yainim, on a dovecot with doves, which is lemizbeach, or sodim malei asavim, on the field that was filled with grass, or ilan nosud peiris, on a tree that bore fruits, which are neither lemizbeach nor lebedek habayis, ma'ilim behen ubemashe b'teichen. Me'ilah applies to both the item and its contents. If he placed hektish on an empty pit, and then it was filled with water, or ashpa v'achkach nesmali zevel on an empty area, and then it was filled with manure, or shevich v'achkach nesmali yainim on an empty dovecot, and then it was filled with doves, or ilan v'achkach nesaperus on an empty tree, and then the fruits grew in, sada v'achkach nesmali asavim on an empty field, and then the grass grew in, ma'ilim behen v'ein ma'ilim b'mash b'teichan divrei Yehuda. Me'ilah applies to the actual item only, but not to the contents. Rabbi disagrees and says it depends. Hamakdash says asad ve'se'ilon. If he placed hektish on an empty field or tree, ma'ilim behen ubigidulehem. Memneishin giduli hektish. Me'ilah applies to the produce because the contents grow from the actual hektish item. However, regarding bur b'shevich, ma'ilim behen ve'ein ma'ilim b'mash b'teichen. Me'ilah does not apply to the birds because the contents do not grow from the actual hektish item. The Gemara proceeds with a brayse in which there is a machlokes. Tan Rabbanan, hekdeshin rikonin ve'achkach nesmalu. If a person placed hektish on an empty item and it then became filled, the Tanakama holds moilim behen ve'ein moilim b'mashe b'teichen. And Rav Elazar Rav Shimon disagrees and says af moilim b'mashe b'teichen. Me'ilah applies to the contents as well. However, hekdeshin malayin, if a person placed hektish on a filled item, the machlokes is in the reverse. The Tanakhama holds Moilim Behen B'mashe B'teichen. Wadabalaz Reb Shimon holds Moilim Behen Ve'ein Moilim B'mashe B'teichen. Rabbi explains as follows. There is no machlikis regarding Sada Ve'ilan, and all agree with Reb Yesi that regardless of whether it was Rekanan or Malayan, Moilim Behen B'mashe B'teichen, Memnei Shehen Giduli Hektish. The machlikis is merely regarding Bar B'Shevach, a pit or dovecot, in which the contents do not grow from the actual Hektish item. And the machlikas regarding bar b'shevich rikonin is as follows. Peligi b'plukted remeyev rabbanon. They disagree in the machlikas remeyev rabbanon regarding adam makna davish leibel oilam, whether one can make a transaction now to take effect later for something that it cannot take effect now because it is as of yet non-existent. Tanakama holds like the rabbanon ain adam makna davish leibel oilam. One cannot make a transaction now for something that is non-existent. Therefore, the hektish can take effect only on the bar b'shevich that are existent, but it cannot take effect on their contents, the mayim b'yoinim that are not yet existent. While Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Meir, Adam Makner Davar Shel Bal Olam. One can make a transaction now, even for something that is non-existent. Therefore, the Hekdesh can take effect on the Mayim V'yoinim as well, even though they are not yet existent. And although Rabbi Meir holds Adam Makner Davar Shel Bal Olam only B'Davidi De'asu, if the non-existent item is certain to come about, the Brice refers to cases of Avidi De'asi regarding Bayer B'Mayim HaBoin Derech HaTzeir LeBayer. The pit was on a slope, and the water flows naturally downward through his yard into the pit. And regarding Shevech, Yain Maboyin Derech Shevach LeShevach. He owned another Shevech near the one of Hekdesh, and the doves passed through his Shevech into the Shevech of Hekdesh. Regarding the Machlekes of Bayer B'Shevech Meleim, the Gemara explains that this is in the case of Kugin Shehekdesh Bayer Stam. He made the pit Hekdesh, but did not specify its contents. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon, who holds Dan Din Gevayim Din Hedyit. The halachas of Hekdesh can be derived from the halachas of a common person. Therefore, just as regarding Hedyit, the Tanakam, the Braisa holds, Matzi Amma Beir Zavinalach, Mayaloi Zavinalach. The seller can claim he sold only the pit, but not the water inside. Because Meicher Ba'ayin Ra Meicher, one does not sell too generously. So too, regarding Hekdesh, Beir Akdesh, Mayaloi Akdesh. The Makdish can claim he made only the pit Hekdesh but not the water inside because Makdish ba'ayin ro'a Makdish, one does not donate to Hekdesh generously. However, as the Rashbam adds, even so, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds regarding Bayer B'Shevech Rikanin Moilim Behen U'Bemashe B'Teichen because there is no ayin ro'a for something that is non-existent. The Tanakhama disagrees with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon either because he holds Ein Dana Din Gevayim Din Hedyit. The halacha of Hekdesh cannot be derived from the halacha of Hedyit, and therefore, although regarding Hedyit we say Maya Lizvinilach because Ba'ayin Ra Meicher, one does not sell generously. However, regarding Hekdesh we say Maya Namik Kaddish because Ba'ayin Yafa Makdish, one does donate to Hekdesh generously. Or as Rashbam explains, the Tanakhama also holds Dana Din Gevayim Din Hedyit. But he also holds like our Mishnah that regarding Hedyit, Mocher Bar, Mocher Mimeha, because Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher, and therefore regarding Hekdesh, Mayin Amikadish, because certainly Ba'ayin Yafa Makdish.